There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, we got a new time for the Patriots game this week. Moved once again, back-to-back Monday nighters. Morning, Zo.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, pal.
What are you going to do on Sunday now?
Tear it up.
Second week in a row.
That's awesome.
We get Sunday off.
Football last night, a game we're actually interested in. We'll get to that.
Yep.
Big games tomorrow, Oklahoma, Texas. You got another big one tomorrow night. I forget who the hell it was. But you got NFL Sunday. Tomorrow's going to be 78 degrees. Let's go. And then Pats on Monday. Big day for the Italians on Monday. And then They're having a football game on their day.
And then a bye week next week, which means another Sunday for you. A lot of open Sundays for you.
That's right.
Right now, a lot of pumpkin picking. Apple
picking. No, pumpkins haven't even been picked.
All that crap you like to do.
I saw a nice pumpkin risotto recipe. That you take the top of the pumpkin off, you brush it with olive oil, a little cinnamon inside, you roast the inside of the pumpkin, then you put this pork risotto inside it with cheese covering it.
You put the whole pumpkin in the oven? What do you do there?
They're mini sugar pumpkins, and you put the whole thing, and it's a festive thing to eat this time of year. It's kind of cool.
You're going
to
make that this
I might
weekend.
Make that next. No.
Oh, next.
Football weekend this weekend. Next. Like, so we're going to do like wings, pizzas, that type of stuff. And
don't. Yeah. Just don't.
Does that feel like a.
Nope. I'm not even going to entertain it. Nope.
Good.
What?
Not entertain. Moving on is what we're doing.
You asked me a question.
Good news today, though, is that there are no more positive tests at this point for
Correct.
The Patriots. That seems to be a positive trend because it might mean that the spread was confined to both Gilmore and Cam Newton. That's what it could mean. Still not out of the woods, though. And it would not surprise me at all if the team ended up with a positive test tomorrow or Sunday or Monday morning. And that's sort of my question. Is this game going to happen on Monday no matter what? Is that sort
it seems
of their
like
plan?
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Or is it all, we've heard some people suggest, well, this, is expecting no more positive tests. What if there is a positive test? What are they going to do?
What if there's one day of game? Like, so you get tested on Sunday, you get the results Monday morning.
Yeah.
What if there's one, is it about the contact tracing then? Does it matter which type of player it is? Practice squad, regular player?
So
no disrespect to practice squad.
To go back to last week, you had a game. You knew that Cam was positive and had it.
Yeah.
And you knew that he had dinner with Stephon Gilmore on Friday night. So they let Stephon Gilmore play and they held the game. If nothing has changed,
people, right?
As far as we know,
it seems that way so far.
I mean, we are what? If Gilmore was back with his team, they weren't together on Sunday, right?
They're together on Monday.
They came together for the first time on Monday, mm-hmm. and we know that Gilmore had it because he's now tested positive. So if he had spread it, it would not be surprising if it were not for 4 or 5 days before people were testing positive, other players on the team, which would mean that the tests they take today or the test they take tomorrow, and again, it could be one or two guys, would come up positive over the weekend. So if that happens, what are they going to do? They could be in a spot where they say, the situation that we went through last week possibly led to the further spread within this team with Gilmore being around. Does that mean they're going to think twice about it this week, or is it the same thing, you go ahead?
I think they go ahead. And I think they look at it and they understand we're going to get these little blips and pop-ups throughout the course of the year, full understanding. And I heard Bert talking about this morning with the guys. The league knew they're going to get positive tests. And just let's not let it get to what it got in Tennessee. And we're going to hammer Tennessee. And everybody else in the league is going to restructure their protocols and clean your stuff up. Let's be smart out there. We're trying to help you to get a season in, to get your team paid, to get your owners to make money. You guys are all in on this. We talked about this in July. And I think they look at it as, okay, we actually got a team on two different planes, flew them to Kansas City a week ago. A guy on that team plane had a positive test in Stephon Gilmore. And boy, with our fingers crossed that entire next week, we're able to have Denver come up, readjust that game to a Monday, and only have one guy out of that travel to and from a game, day of game, come back positive. The league could look at that and say, boy, that's pretty good news. That's pretty good news. So we're gonna push through these games until you have a massive breakout. I think if you have another massive breakout on another team, you may shut the league down for 3 weeks and then pick it back up. I'm not saying pull it back to 12 games, 13 games. I don't want uneven games. I want 16 games. You want to keep everything right. You don't want an asterisk here. You know? You get a 12-game season, asterisk year.
No, nobody wants that. No. Nobody wants that.
Win percentage. I don't want that at the end of the year. You know, I don't want a team that played one less game that's going to get the benefit of the doubt, or maybe the team that actually played an additional game gets the benefit of the doubt, even though the team ahead of you who played one less game is undefeated. Like, no, thanks.
Tennessee's been moved to Tuesday night. What's your level of faith in that game actually happening?
I think it'll happen. I do. I think it'll happen. And then the real question is, what's going to happen? You know, let's see what happens with the Chiefs having to play Saturday against Buffalo. And if that game goes off, that Thursday game gets moved to Saturday.
By the way, there could be another game impacted this weekend. The 0-4 New York Jets are set to host the Cardinals. And according to reports in the last 20 minutes or so, there is a presumptive positive player on the Jets today. All Jets players and coaches have been sent home.
Okay.
So this is now a problem that could come up in multiple games.
Yeah, they don't work out the stadium. They're separate. I think, were they at Florham Park?
Yeah.
Or something? Yeah.
Correct. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that could be impacted across the league. A lot of games, I should say.
Sure.
That could change.
Yeah, Schefter's already come out and said that the Cardinals aren't sure whether they can fly out east as of now.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if they were planning on coming out Friday for a game on the East Coast. I have no idea. But they
see, I think that's the big problem is you get these on Friday.
So now they're going to hold them up?
They said they're not sure. Right now they're kind of in a holding pattern. Yeah.
Tuesday doubleheader.
Could be multiple games Monday, multiple games Tuesday.
Wow.
They're just going to keep on going through.
Wow.
But if you have more cases on the Jets now, what does that do with their game? So this is where you get to the point where you say this week 18,
it's a real thing.
Let's put that into play now. Like at some point, just admit, okay, we're going to tack on a week here. I'd say start planning for it now. We've been saying that all week.
Yeah, but if you start now, week 18 becomes week 19 in a couple weeks. And
sure.
Then it becomes week 20 in
they
a few
don't want to
weeks.
Commit to it. Jim's right. They don't want to fully commit to that. Now you start putting sliding teams that are like, ooh, okay, that's already taken.
They're going to try everything possible,
okay,
and then they're going to have to start doing that.
But what if you get two positive tests from the Patriots over the weekend? Are they still playing their game?
Oh, no.
Right, so where are they going to move it to?
Yeah, that I'm saying not now, though. Now, we're saying right now. No, not now, but maybe Sunday, maybe Monday, yeah.
We've arrived at the week 18 point. Feels like we have. So I think
there's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bucks playing without Godwin, without Watson, fourth down and five. Brady passes, broken up, incomplete, and the Chicago Bears are going to take over. DeAndre Houston Carson was there for Chicago.
I don't know, Brady, I think he, the way Brady reacted and hold up his fourth, I think he thought it was third down.
Yeah, Brady's still standing out there. But that's fourth down, and it's Chicago's ball. And that's the end of the night, and there may be some confusion out on the field. And Brady's finally being told that's it.
One, two, three, four. Come on, baby, say you love me. Five, six, seven, nine.
How embarrassing for Tom Brady. That's something you would never think you would see from a guy like that.
He can't sleep. He's sick.
Holy crap.
Sick about it. See him throw the tablet once he went through. And Aikman's right. Mike Aikman's right. He got effed up on the spike.
He forgot about it.
Because in him, he's thinking, okay, I threw that one down a seam to the right. I hit the back and the left. Then I tried to one to Gronk to get batted up. Now we're huddling up. It's fourth down. He forgot about the freaking spike. He forgot about the kill play.
How remarkable is that? You know what else? I mean, listen.
Aikman was pretty good last night.
There's so many things to pick at how stupid that Buccaneers team is and how undisciplined they are with their penalties.
Let me ask you a question.
And the way they play the game, how reckless they are. Can I tell you what was driving me insane from a Tampa Bay perspective? Is on their previous drive when they had the ball, how much time went off the clock there?
15.
15 seconds?
15 seconds.
That to me was insane. Like, wait, you've got the lead, you've got the ball.
Yep.
You've got to drain some time here.
What? No, that's what happened. You got stuffed on first down. You got a 1 yard loss. And then you got two incomplete passes. One yard loss. They called timeout. Boom. Then two incomplete passes.
Yeah, that was a problem.
You're effed.
That was a problem. They took.
That's
so
why first down's
time.
Critical, man. You're better off. You're better off coming out throwing on first down, picking up six, like just a high percentage something. And then you run it two times. Burn time. Make them burn time.
But you were going to say.
Cordell Patterson was here for a while. And Josh would use him doing what? Motion him into the backfield. And then did Cordell really run any patterns other than the Miami touchdown where he ran a post? Not much.
Not really.
Really out of the backfield. Everything. Swing routes out of the backfield to get the ball in his hands or hand it to him. He's in the backfield last night. I'm screaming at the TV. They're going to throw it to him coming out of the backfield to the left. They checked the zone. They let him hit it. Then he bring him back in the game, runs the same freaking play, hits it again. Tampa is a dumb team. How about at the end of that game where Todd Bowles is in zone? When Nick Foles effed up all night, what was it? Pressure and man, pressure and man, pressure and man. He went zone, allowed to pick you apart. The cushion. Aikman's like, I can't believe the cushion. I couldn't believe it either. But boy, at the end of that game, Tom, oh my God. Like, they came out firing. He was sharp to start this game. You know, they had such disrespect for Chuck Pagano and that Bears offense at the time. And this is where you go for it on fourth and one at your own 19-yard line with a 10-point lead early in that game. That defies everything. No team does that. Don't throw analytics at me. Don't talk about new trends or this is what the college teams are doing. No. You're backed up on your own 19, fourth and one. You're up 10-0 early in the ball game. You ain't going for it. They went for it and picked it up. But after that, things weren't perfect for them. What a dumb team. Dumb holding calls. They had seven offensive line penalties in that game. Seven. Holds, headbutts, late hits. Jensen, the center, long-haired freak. Oh, that's good. You headbutted the guy. That got them, boy. Backed your ass up to third and 27. Just a dumb team.
Undisciplined, poorly coached, stupid team.
And then I'm thinking, do you think the Bears might be dumber at the end of the game when Foles is throwing it instead of running the clock out?
I mean, is there any real reason why the Buccaneers couldn't and should not have won that game last night?
He still should have won at the end. He still had the ball. And Chicago goes and kicks it into the freaking end zone, gives it to you on the 25. 113, no timeouts that team had. You could have kicked it in bounds and burned off 8 seconds. And they're throwing the ball with Foles at the end. You could have killed more clock, giving it to Brady with 25 seconds left. They effed it up almost as bad as you. But no, you topped it with forgetting how many downs there were.
I mean, there's no guarantee they're going to win.
Almost couldn't sleep last
night.
Even
if he didn't forget the number of downs, there's no guarantee he's going to pick up the first down. But not only did he forget, and it was so, like, I say painfully, like painfully embarrassing, but it was so obvious to everybody watching that he had no idea that he had just played fourth down.
Yeah.
And he sat there with his four fingers up looking at the ref like, oh, it's fourth down, right?
Dude, I had 20 years covering this guy. I only remember one other time, and it was down in Miami before the half when he airmailed that Chris Hogan ball, and he took the sack and thought it was trying to call timeout.
But the worst part after the game was these guys couldn't even own it. They couldn't even admit to what was a obvious mistake and mental screw-up on their part. Listen.
Was it clear for you guys whether it was third or fourth down on that last play?
Yeah, we just you're up against the clock and you're up against the you know, I knew we had to gain a chunk, so I should have been thinking more first down instead of chunk on that down. So.
Dodge the question.
Well, the problem is Arians came out and started it.
Borderline liar.
He was at the end of the game there, that last drive, it looked like Tom might have been confused with what down it was. Did he not know it was fourth down?
Yeah, he knew. He knew.
No, he didn't.
That's the problem.
No,
see, Arians
Bruce.
Comes out right away, says that. So the PR guy's probably, hey, Bruce said, you all knew what down it was. So Bruce, if Tom owns it, then it makes Bruce look like an a-hole.
Bruce,
he doesn't
didn't,
have
he
know
didn't
what his
know.
Team is.
He didn't know. Sorry. He didn't know. You're lying.
Of course he didn't. I mean, what did they think we were watching?
If you watch Brady over the years, 20 years, when he doesn't complete it at the end and he's pissed off and he rips the face mask off, takes the helmet off, stares at the ground, and walks off. Have you ever seen him linger on the field? Thank you.
Well, linger on the field and ask, isn't it fourth down? Uh-huh. Wait a second. What? We have one more down to play? He didn't know it was fourth down. It's bizarre. Haven't seen that from him before.
Football scores.
But don't lie to us now. Demand an explanation. No. Okay. Go ahead and lie. But nobody believes you. Nobody believes that he knew it was fourth down and played it that way because look. Look at everything. Look at him asking if it's fourth down. Zoe, look how he reacts every other time in his career when they didn't convert on a third or a fourth or on a fourth down and they're forced off.
He's usually bitching someone out.
Look at any sport ever in the history of sports.
He forgot.
That guy did
There's
not
no
know
doubt.
He had just thrown an incompletion on fourth down.
No doubt.
No doubt.
I bet you Bill's having a zippity-doo-dah type morning. Just day like, grinning, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Good night last night. Everybody's ripping our guy, huh? Yeah. Happens to the best of them. Yeah.
Well, I just thought the whole thing was embarrassing for them. That's what an embarrassing night for the Tampa Bay Bucks. I wonder if Brady misses the coaching in New England yet. I wonder if he misses the program. I wonder if he misses the structure.
I bet he misses
and people
the environment.
Showing up and the do-your-job attitude because they clearly don't have that there.
I think he misses the environment.
And he's not going to have it there. He's not going to have it there this year, and I highly doubt he's going to have it there next year, and this is his new world he chose to live in.
It's one thing he told me prior to the start of the season, and I've talked to him in a while, and he said, we got a lot of talent. We got a lot of talent. He goes, I don't know if they know how to win. That's going to be the hardest part. With no offseason, with no preseason, with nothing to hurry up and try and motivate and teach these guys how to win. And I think it's top to bottom. It isn't even about the players. Coaches. You know? Hear this last night. Well, Todd Bowles, he'll be a head coach soon. Will he? You can play zone at the end of that game? What are you doing? What are you doing? double someone. Do something. You had Foles. Every time you hit Foles, the ball's up in the air. Yeah. Can't even switch off with a back coming out of the backfield. Let natural picks happen. Just a dumb team. They couldn't exchange on a receiver cross. They couldn't do it. That's a pretty athletic, fast team. But dumb. That's coaching.
Well, we know that Arians has had success as a coordinator, but he has not had the same success as a head coach.
They play the Chiefs this year, right? Because I think they got the Packers next week. They have the bye, and then Green Bay has the Packers. I mean, not Green Bay. Tampa has the Packers next week. I think they play the Chiefs, too, this year.
They have Kansas City at the end of November. Oh. November 29th, they have Kansas City.
Well, maybe they'll have a packed stadium by then to help with crowd noise or something. Yeah.
Their next few weeks are the Packers, the Raiders, the Giants, the Saints.
Saints again.
Carolina, L.A., Kansas City, and then the bye week for them is the first week of December.
A bunch of prime times coming up too, right? After Packers, yep. Packers game's a national game.
Yep. They have four out of five games are primetime games, starting with the Raiders. The Packers game is a 4:25.
Other than, so that'll be a national too.
Yeah, so then they've got 8:20. That is Sunday night football. Then they have Monday night football. Then they have Sunday night football again. They've got a 1 o'clock at Carolina, and then they have Monday night football again against L.A. The Rams.
Better clean their crap up.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I have a lot of faith in that happening there. 5 weeks in. The penalties are a joke. What a stupid team. Stupid, undisciplined team.
But nobody yells at him except Brady.
Coaching is lacking there, is what it is.
You see Arians lose it or any assistant coach lose it on a player or take him out of the game? No. Just go over there, and the quarterback's the only one yelling at him.
ESPN has reportedly decided on their crew for Monday night's game for the Patriots. Some familiar names if you're a college football fan. We'll tell you who they are. That is coming up, and we'll get to your calls next, so don't go anywhere.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is this Big and Rich?
Yep.
Nice!
Yeah, really. Awesome.
Ride a horse, save a cowboy!
Andrew Marchand has a report out. Andrew Marchand, New York Post. He's the sports media columnist in New York. He's got a report on who ESPN will have on the call Monday night for Patriots Broncos. Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit will be on the call. Laura Rutledge will be the sideline reporter. That crew will be doing the Miami-Clemson game on Saturday. Then they're going to pick up and go to Foxborough, producer and all. So the ESPN college crew going to do the second Monday night game, which is not unusual for them.
Finally have the face-to-face with Herbstreit.
You do?
Yep.
You're looking
forward to that?
Never met him
before. Yep. I'm a wet William. No, I'm not.
Is there something you want to get off your chest with Herbstreit?
You don't like him or something?
Oh, no, I like him. I wonder where he gets his collars at, like his shirts made. He's got the fused collar.
Oh.
Well-dressed. Very well put together.
They call him Herb.
You know,
I worked with a guy on radio. You want to talk about how bad our radio career is early? The Cliff and Rob coffee shop?
Are you allowed to go near the announcers in the other booths?
No, they've actually shipped me food over. Nance and Romo sent food over. Chicken fingers? Romo orders extra chicken fingers all the time. Because all he does is eat chicken fingers the entire broadcast.
That's what he likes.
We're sitting there watching him the other night in Kansas City, and they're trying to do like these pregame hits and stuff, and he's like holding up the production crew because he's running back to get more chicken fingers. He's just eating them right next to him. He's like a big bowl of them. They sent a bowl over the 2 weeks ago.
So you're going to take a little extra time picking out your outfit because you're going to be potentially seen or meeting a guy whose attire you admire?
It's a weather Monday. No, it's going to be chilly. So jeans, nothing. We're not on TV.
Oh, no big deal, huh?
So quick story. I used to work with a guy that called him Herb Street.
Sports radio. As a guest on the radio, like welcomed him into the show.
Welcome them to the go. We're going to go to Herb Street. He's on the line right now.
Like Frank O'Harris.
Yeah, but this is an actual host of a sports radio show. And his nickname was Coach.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in Zoe Lack.
Right? Ott.
What the hell? All right, dude. Let's go to your phone. 617.
I go, what'd you say?
Bert Rand. Hey, Bert. Quick question for you, Mr. Rand. I'm sorry.
Randon Nally. Remember Randon McNally, the book tip people. Right?
What about him?
There's actually people named Rand. Real name.
Okay. Oh,
so
yeah.
People say, Bert not Rand his name, joins Rand.
Us now. Are you related to Rand McNally? Huh? Clever.
I'm not.
Huh?
Jeff's in Nashville. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you. A couple things. The Brady thing last night was unbelievable. I've shared with you guys before over the years. I was a 49er season ticket holder from 79 to 97, and I never saw Montana forget a fourth down, let alone on the final drive of the game on the line. But about Brady, I don't ever recall him, stopping anybody from getting kidnapped. But
that's right, Joe's grandkid.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
That was a weird story.
It got weirder as you kept reading it.
Yeah.
Now, where they are comparable is each with their last pass with their respective starting organizations did throw a touchdown after an INT. Oh, no, wait, that was just Brady. But regarding...
Let's stop there. That's a new term.
No, I think...
Touchdown after INT.
I'm gonna use that.
Jeff, stop right there. That's the greatest creation you've ever had.
We're done.
We're going to stop the call right there, and you should copyright that. Jeff in Nashua, a longtime listener, frequent caller. Thank you, Jeff. Your day just peaked.
Shut it down.
Shut it down, you're Jeff.
Not doing anything else today. It's going to be better than
Jeff,
that.
Jeff, whatever that other take was, you save that for Monday or Tuesday. Call us back with the next take. Write that down, Zoe.
Got it.
He threw a taint.
I'm going to use that on the broadcast. Just throw a loop to Sosi, see what he does with it.
And you know what? Say it with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got the taint right there that he just threw. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. Sosi's going to be like, what did you just say?
I think, you know what? Just to see if it throws him or not, right?
Yeah.
I think you have to say it. Oh, in other words, then the touchdown after interception taint is like the stat.
You get slapped with the taint.
Yeah, I guess. But you spell it out to see if he picks up on it.
Right.
I'd say there's a fair chance that Sosi is not familiar with the terminology taint.
I think he's more freaky than you give him credit for. And he probably waxes it.
Well, you know what?
Here you go.
I don't know what they do down in the South Shore. You know?
That's a good point. Well, technically you're South Shore.
I'm South Coast.
You guys are all South Shore.
No, I'm Quincy, South Shore. I'm South Coast.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Wow. Well, that's good 10 o'clock hour zinger.
We're off and running today. Pearl in New Hampshire. Hi, Pearl.
Hey guys, please don't do this. Please be fair and be consistent. When Hoyer messed up, didn't know the situation, you killed him, it wasn't coaching. Brady messes up, it's the coaching, it's the atmosphere.
No, don't confuse those, Pearl.
No, I said he did it down in Miami.
Brady. That's all on Brady.
And I tacked a Miami one on from two years ago.
But generally speaking, that, you saw all the mistakes in that game last night.
Inexcusable, Pearl.
That is a poorly coached team.
Yeah, but here's what I have to say about that is Brady's part of it, though. Brady's coming with this. Everyone says, well, Brady must be killing himself for making these decisions to go down there. Brady's part of it. You can't sit up there and chew out your receivers and chew out everybody when you're throwing pick sixes. And everything you do, you're looking around like it's someone else's fault. I get it. You're the GOAT, all right? But as a quarterback, but you have to have some humility, too. Every time there's a big mistake, Brady's sitting up there yelling at everyone else, so the attention is off him. He should know. That's simple. Four downs, you know that it's fourth down. He threw a bad pass and flipped up the four fingers like, is it fourth down?
Of course. That's all on him.
He flipped the gasket because he knew the game was turning. And I don't think he cares what camera he looks like or else he wouldn't want people to talk about it.
I don't think we were confusing the two. Mm. Brady not knowing the downs is on Brady.
Brady
on that last drive, making calls for the offense, I'm sure, is on Brady. But the entire game, the full 60 minutes, and every week we watch that team.
On that team.
That's a crappy coach team. They don't know what they're doing there. It's too many mistakes, too many mental errors that are not quarterback related.
They could have put
that are related to other guys. Seven penalties on the offensive line, yeah. Zoe told you last night.
They could have put that team away. They could have put that team away because they were moving the ball well in that first half. Then they had the ball over midfield with a 10-point lead driving, and that's when all those goofball penalties started, and that's when he lost it. Yeah. Like, guys, do you understand what we got here? Let's put this team away. But at the end of the game, until the Montana point of it, I give Joe more credit for I don't know for a fact if he ever blew the end of a game like that without knowing timeouts, but Joe never had a microphone in his helmet.
Bruce Arians is semi-retired, is what he is.
Tom Moore, the offensive Tom Moore was brought out of retirement. That's Peyton's old coordinator. That's who Arians talked back into coming because we're going to get Tom. Tom Moore's there, too. A lot of football coach between those guys. A little bit on cruise control, too.
Doesn't it feel that way there? They're not as bothered by losing as they should be.
Honestly, I know Brady says the right things about Byron Leftwich. He's played Byron Leftwich, okay? He understands what Byron Leftwich is.
So?
Do you think Arians is really his coach or Leftwich?
Of the two?
Yeah, I think Leftwich is a little bit of a figurehead.
Why?
Because it's people go to Bruce for the quote on Brady, for the installation of the offense. It's Bruce's offense. Yeah, and I think just watch the way the sideline operates.
I mean, I don't know. Byron Leftwich could be a great coach.
Like when he was here, it's Brady and Josh, Brady and Josh, Brady and Billy. They're together. Yeah.
Well, he does a lot of talking to Byron Leftwich.
Leftwich does a lot of nodding, though. Yeah. And I think it hurts with the mask not seeing the lips move, too. And I just hope Brady's not like trying to bring Leftwich along, talking to him through things. Yeah.
Football card is coming up next. I got on the win column last week. Thank God. He's getting nervous. The
third time this week.
Got in that win column. 1-3 now. Really terrible record, but at least I got a little something cooking now.
Yeah.
We got to get you on the boards, though. We got to get you on there.
Can't pick Brady. Can't pick Pats.
Why can't I pick Pats?
Because we stick to Sundays, don't we? And that's sort of our deal this year.
It's got to be Sundays. Okay. It's got to be pros.
Yeah.
Fewer and fewer games to pick on Sundays. Sunday, sneaky bad football day.
Sneaky bad football day. We'll
what do we got, four
picks?
Games?
I guess the Pats isn't on the boards, Tom's telling me, in the Rhode Island app.
A lot of quarterbacks. Uncertainty with the game. We'll make our picks next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Time now to make some picks for the football card. A five-team parlay for Sunday's pro football games.
Zodi, you want to go first?
Nope.
Are you ready to go?
Nope. I am ready. I'm not going first.
Okay, I can go first.
Go ahead.
I think the Cleveland Browns, I was riding high on the Browns last week, right?
They're going to get punched in the mouth by who?
I didn't say they were going to get punched in the mouth last week. I said Baker Mayfield and the big bounce back. I think they're going to perform well.
Feeling all cocky and stuff, I think. They're about due for a good ass whipping.
Baker had faced some criticism in recent weeks. Mm. Well, I think the Browns are going to go to 4-1 for the first time since 1994 when, who was their head coach? Bill Belichick. The Browns have the Colts on Sunday.
Ooh.
What's the line at on the bookie there?
Zero.
Oh, it's a pick 'em.
Yes.
Give me the Browns. Give me the Browns to go 4-1.
That's an odd line.
They don't put PK or anything. They put zero.
Zero.
That's odd.
Give me
should
the Browns.
Be at least favored by three. Browns. Browns should at least be favored by three. Why is it a pick 'em?
Cleveland.
Number one rushing offense against the number one rushing defense.
Let's see it.
Something's got to give, Jim. That's a weird one on the board.
Let's see it.
How's the Dallas Cowboys been doing this year? Not good. Right?
Underachievers.
Quarterback's pretty good, though, right? Dallas is due. Dallas is due. And they have the New York Football Giants this weekend. 8.5-point favorites. I'm laying the Cowboys. Lay the 8.5. That's not right.
No, it's kind of a broke back thing. That's all right. Go ahead.
No, not that.
What?
Laying the points.
Oh.
Of the Cowboys. They're favored by 8.5.
And you think they're going to cover?
I think they're going to cover well. I think they're going to put it together this week. Put a good game together.
All right.
Can I go next? I'm going to piggyback off of Zoe's pick.
I'm piggybacking off of Zoe's pick, too. But you go first, Jim.
No,
I digress.
Oh, no. Far be it from me, kind sir, to infringe upon your picking time.
Maybe it's the same pick.
Are you laying a lot of points?
No.
Oh, I'm laying a lot of points.
Zoe started by saying, how the Cowboys done this year? I'll start by saying, how the Falcons done this year?
Underachievers.
They're -1.5. They're favored by 1.5 at home against Carolina. They're winning this weekend. Taking the Falcons, -1.5.
I think that's a good pick.
All right, so, Beto, what did you start with?
Cleveland.
Zoe's got the Cowboys. I'm not going to try and justify it because my picks are awful this year. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to go the opposite of what I would normally do. I see a big number. I like the points. Instead, I'm going to lay them. Chiefs.
What's it at right now?
12. They're playing the Raiders. Kansas City in Kansas City laying 12 to Las Vegas.
Don't love it, but okay.
Neither do I, which is why it'll probably come through.
That leaves us with T-Bone.
I'm going to take the first half under on the Jets.
I think the Jaguars Texans is an interesting.
Can I make my pick?
He does the best one.
He's got the best record. He's got the best record. He's 3-1.
Just a psychology.
I also don't sound like that, but that's fine.
Oh, no, you sound like Hardy. Hardy should be you. Hardy should just go home one
night. What I would give to be T-Bone for a weekend. That's it, pal. If we could do like what's one of those switching movies, Zoe, where the mother inhabits the daughter's
body. Jane Fonda did that one, didn't she?
Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Freaky Friday.
Oh, if I could do a Freaky Friday with T-Bone, you want to talk
love
freaky?
One of my Freaky Fridays.
Sure, your wife would like that too.
Oh my God.
Well,
can I make a pick?
No, meaning you know.
She would know it was me, and she would know it was me in Tom's body.
Right.
Well, but that's the point. You don't tell anybody. Yeah, she would love it.
The change up. I knew there was a movie.
You wouldn't be able to turn your neck or anything.
Ryan Reynolds, Jason Bateman, where they flip.
Yeah, that was the male version of Freaky Friday.
Okay, I didn't see it, but yes, that type of thing.
They crossed their streams, I think, when they were peeing.
What a swordsman.
Zo, where's your undershirt today? People on Twitter are wondering.
Oh, no. He doesn't wear one. He wears that zip-up thing.
He doesn't wear under anything.
You want to hear a tweet we got about Zoe? Is Zoe engaged in some kind of gradual striptease? What's up with the chest, dude?
Well, he'd make the worst Mormon.
Rubbing his chest all day.
All right, what's the pick?
Does it even matter?
It does.
Not anymore.
Who cares?
What's the pick?
People care more about what I'm wearing.
Could you imagine Tom inhabiting my body and having to be, you know, like go to soccer games and coach
walk your dog,
coach girls flag football tomorrow
walk
afternoon?
Your dog.
I don't know. I think you guys should hand off more. Why aren't you blocking?
How are the moms there?
Oh, they're gonna.
There's one available.
Well, they're not gonna love you because you're gonna be me. You know,
gross.
What?
Hey, you know what? He'd love it over there because he likes riding a train, and you're close to the train.
We need a listener to Photoshop Hardy's head on Tom's body. Jesus. Now.
Jesus. Hey, if it...
That's rather
you crack yourself up, huh?
That's funny when you know it's funny.
Hey, T-Bone, what's your pick?
He's never going to pick again.
The Houston Texans got rid of the dead weight. They are -5 against the Jags.
I know it.
Do you know the interim general manager is right now? And you're still going to ride the Texans?
What is the general manager?
Texans -5? Is that what it is?
Texans -5 against the Jags.
Okay.
Come on. Jags, you know that game on the Sports Hub at 1 o'clock Sunday now.
Oh, very nice.
I was pressured into picking it from corporate law.
Jack Easterby is a man of God, and I will pick him on a Sunday.
I like to rub his head.
Please make sure to plug the game on the Sports Hub on Sunday.
Let's get to the picks then. Here they are. Cowboys -8.5. Cleveland in a pick'em. Kansas City -12. Falcons -1.5. Texans -5. We did not pick a single underdog. Four favorites and a pick'em.
Tom's is the only pick I like.
Outside of Hardy's pick, the combined records. Oh, no, I guess your pick too. Tom, Zoe, and I, the combined record's not great.
You wear your backpack to Hardy's? When you get off the train,
stop it.
Take all his little studio stuff. You know, you can run the board from there.
Is Zoe doing his own show right now?
I have no idea. He's just trying to be sneaky jerk again.
Yeah, he's being a
bad
sneaky
teammate.
Jerk to T-Bone.
Bad teammate.
This segment does that. Because normally his picks are atrocious and they're mine. I'm trying to draw the attention off my picks. I just love that he's got to pick pro games.
He's 3-1 picking pro games.
Shut up, Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
We've already got
10.
A broke.
Were you in 10 again?
We've already got a Brokeback Mountain Photoshop as though.
Where?
Online.
Oh, because he's laying the Cowboys?
Yeah. He's laying the Cowboys. It's in there.
10 wins, 205.
That's a good one.
Like we're ever going to win.
We're due.
We are due.
What are we, 7-13?
We're not good. There it is. Okay, headlines with Hardy. And we are back with the second hour of the show here today. And let's take a quick football break before we obviously get right back into it. Couple items. Let's start with Bruins and Tuukka Rask.
Yes, piqued my interest yesterday.
Okay, we'll do it next.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.